and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of January, 2008. It was on this day, 1933, construction on the Golden Gate Bridge began in San Francisco. It's the birthday of Umberto Eco, born in the Piedmont region of Italy in 1932. He was a renowned scholar, and then one day, an Italian publisher of fiction called up Umberto Eco, asked if he'd like to contribute to a collection of detective fiction written by academics. Eco had never written any fiction, but the idea intrigued him, so he said he would work on something. He got the idea of a murder mystery set in the Middle Ages, a Franciscan friar who stumbles upon a series of interrelated deaths in the Italian abbey he is visiting. Eco filled the books with a history of the 14th century, philosophy, theology, learned all the tricks he'd learned from studying detective novels and spy movies. When he finished the novel, it was entitled The Name of the Rose. He thought his publishers were being way too optimistic when they ordered 30,000 copies to be printed. But when it came out in 1980, The Name of the Rose sold 2 million copies. Umberto Eco, who's continued writing novels since then, including Foucault's Pendulum and The Island of the Day Before. Umberto Eco, who said the real hero is always a hero by mistake. He dreams of being an honest coward like everybody else. And it was on this day in 1825, the writer Alexandre Dumas fought his first duel. He was 23. He was a little bit embarrassed. He lost the duel, and his pants fell down. But later he wrote stories of duels in The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo, and The Man in the Iron Mask. Here's a poem for today by Robert Graves, entitled Warning to Children. Children, if you dare to think of the greatness, rareness, muchness, fewness of this precious, only endless world in which you say you live, you think of things like this: blocks of slate enclosing dappled red and green, enclosing tawny yellow nets, enclosing white and black acres of dominoes, where a neat brown paper parcel tempts you to untie the string. In the parcel, a small island. On the island, a large tree. On the tree, a husky fruit. Strip the husk and pare the rind off. In the kernel, you will see blocks of slate, enclosed by dappled red and green, enclosed by tawny yellow nets, enclosed by white and black acres of dominoes, where the same brown paper parcel. Children, leave the string alone, for who dares undo the parcel finds himself at once inside it, on the island, in the fruit, blocks of slate about his head, finds himself enclosed by dappled green and red, enclosed by yellow tawny nets, enclosed by black and white acres of dominoes, with the same brown paper parcel still untied upon his knee. And if he then should dare to think of the fewness, muchness, rareness, greatness of this endless, only precious world in which, he says, he lives, he then unties the string. Warning to Children by Robert Graves, from The Complete Poems, published by Penguin Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.